Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, you have an update to the tragic story that involved a man named John Heller. Remind us of the story and give us the update.
Yes, sir. Well, a lot's happened in the case of John Heller since we talked last. The funeral of the former Oneonta firefighter, who died December 29th in what's been ruled an arson, was last Friday. Expecting a crowd, the family organized it in the Foothills Civic Center, and 350 mourners showed up, including firefighters from six departments. There, of course, were a lot of tears, a lot of fond memories of a man many consider a hero for rescuing his four young nephews and fiancé before dying in his apartment on the third floor of a burning house. His sister-in-law, Erica, whose boys John saved, spoke to him from the rostrum. "You spent your last day on earth saving others." A chilling detail emerged. Heller's body was found right at the window. It seems he'd passed a nephew to safety just before he was overcome. It also emerged the arson wasn't targeted at him. Police, including investigators from the State Fire Control and Prevention Office, are concluding it was set in front of a young woman's apartment on the second floor. The flames quickly got out of control and swooped up the stairs to the floor above. It's also a little unclear what charges will be brought against Terrence Truitt, the 34-year-old Oneonta man who's being held in the case. Police also questioned his brother, Gabriel, who they say is a person of interest. Since that interview, however, Gabriel's disappeared, and he's being sought. Another big story this week hits a brighter note. Our local Susquehanna SPCA announced a $2 million fund drive just before Christmas to build a new shelter. The current one is a former motorcycle shop. It hasn't been very adaptable, and it's also subject to flooding. As you know, David, the shelter's been involved in some pretty big stories in the past year, among them rescuing the 103 starving animals from a farm near Garrettsville last April, and the 53 Lhasa Apso surrendered in October. The drive got off to a good start with a $500,000 state grant. By the end of December, another $500,000 had already been raised from the public. The shelter is confident enough it will reach its goal. They closed on 2 acres of flat, dry land last week, and is planning to break ground in May.
Jim Kevlin is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, where you can go to find this story and others. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Well, thank you, sir.